And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, and we got a little bluegrass gentle in the background there. Cottonwood playing that, and Jill Weiss with Cottonwood, the bluegrass band from the Bismarck-Mandan area, joins us from our microphone in Bismarck. Hello, Jill.
Hello there. Happy New Year to you guys.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about the 13th Annual Blizzard Bluegrass Weekend.
It's coming up Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th at Bismarck State College, and the concerts are held in the Sidney J. Lee Auditorium each night at 7 o'clock.
And tickets are what?
Tickets are $15 each, and they are on sale right now up in Washburn at Chase Drug and Java Rose, over in Center at the Corner Express, in Mandan at Cappuccino on Collins, and also in Bismarck at all three music stores, Eckroth Music, Jacobson, and Nightlife, and then hopefully at the door, at, you know, the nights of the concerts.
Well, folks who haven't been around for 13 years to see the previous Blizzard Bluegrass weekends, what happens?
It's just a wonderful event. We our band, Cottonwood, we're from Washburn Center and Bismarck, and we host it. We have a headline band that we fly in from across the country. This year is the High Plains Tradition Band from the Denver, Colorado area. They're going to fly in. One of the best parts of this weekend is the Learn a Bluegrass Song workshop on Saturday afternoon. And this is free from 2 to 4 in the band room at BSC. So we encourage everyone with a violin or a bass or a banjo or a guitar, mandolin, dobro, if they just sing, to come and join us. And it's just two magical hours of learning a song together with really a great, great band out of Colorado.
How did this all get started?
Well, I'm going to tell you, we did not start this. We would never do something like this in January, just for the record, big record. We also helped put on the Missouri River Bluegrass Festival up in Cross Ranch State Park in June. And 13 years ago, we had a band from Knoxville, Tennessee called Blue Moon Rising. And we were their host family and got to know them, and taking them back to the airport on Sunday after the festival. They were flying back to Knoxville. They said, hey, can we ever do a concert in this town we flew into, you know, Bismarck? And I'm like, I'm sure you could. Well, they, can you line it up? And I'm like, no, you know, I'm a nurse, and no, I play in a band, but I'm not a promoter. Well, I started promoting 13 years ago.
Okay.
And so it really was their idea. We would have never started something like this in this time of year, but Bismarck State College has been so generous to let us use this weekend because they're not back in college in school yet. And so really, honestly, every weekend of their calendar year is booked, the Sidney J. Lee. So,
well, we started this segment with a little Cottonwood music. Mm-hmm. Now let's hear a little bit of the High Plains Tradition. This is a cut from their CD, I'll Just Keep On Loving You.
If the world keeps on turning like I'm sure it's bound to do, then I'll just keep on loving you. If the sun comes up tomorrow and a new day comes anew, then I'll just keep on loving you.
Well, that's mm-hmm. High Plains Tradition, and that's a five-person group just like Cottonwood. How did you pick them?
You know, each year we go to the Miles City Bluegrass Festival at the Eastern Montana Fairgrounds in September. And this year was the 20th annual Bluegrass Festival in Miles City. And High Plains, I feel, has played every one of those 20 years. Their original band members have been together 30 years this year. And, and they're just a wonderful band. I love them so much. They're a great teaching band. And when you're putting on a weekend of a bluegrass festival or this Blizzard Bluegrass, it's really, you always include education of a, you know, song like we're going to learn. You usually try to put on a school concert, which we've done over the years. We've played at several small towns around the Bismarck area. But for the last 4 years, on Friday morning, we take the band over to the North Dakota Youth Correctional Center. the old SIS State Industrial School. And we do a concert for, there's about 90 or 100 kids over there incarcerated. So we'll put on a concert for them Friday morning, free of charge, part of the weekend of, you know, a school concert thing. And then we also donate two guitars to the music teacher, Megan Holcup, over there. And then she teaches guitar lessons to the kids that are incarcerated at the school.
Ah. Jill, how long have you been playing the bass fiddle?
Oh, you know, I play the bass. I don't call myself a bass player. I'm a guitar player, but I was the worst guitar player when our band formed, so I had to jump to the bass. And I got to give Joe Andrus a lot of credit, a young man who grew up in Minot. His dad is John Andrus, who's kind of started bluegrass in North Dakota in our eyes. And Joe kind of helped me along when he was in high school and early years of college years to learn the bass, because there's really not a lot of bass players. So, honestly, about 17 years now, I suppose, I've been dragging that thing around.
And she'll be doing it again this weekend at the 13th Annual Blizzard Bluegrass Weekend. That's Friday and Saturday, Bismarck State College in the Sidney J. Lee Auditorium. The concerts start at 7. The workshops from 2 to 4 on Saturday afternoon. Thanks for being with us, Jill.
Thank you so much.
And I love this tune that's also from the CD by the High Plains Tradition.
Oh, they're amazing.
Don't cheat in our hometown.
Okay.
I don't mind this waiting. Don't mind this running round.